let's just get Bonehead's thing sorted out here before we go any further, because he's not happy with it. And he's starting to grow some hair, and we don't want that, do we? Let's just keep him like a little bit light on socks, like, sort out. One of these spacemen, you're too old. I forgot the words, and there was something more. Something like you want to be a spaceman. Well, I can't afford a space suit in there.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are okay. This lockdown thing's hanging on a bit, isn't it? But what can we do? We'll just keep on keeping on, keep on enjoying music, enjoying putting these podcasts out to you. And I hope they are in some way keeping you a little bit entertained through all this hassle and grief that we're going through. Right, a good one today, as always, because they're all good, aren't they? They're all great. This is an especially good one, though, and it's a classic Oasis podcast two-parter. First off, we're going to be doing the conversation I did a while ago now, probably a month ago, with three guys that big listeners to the show that you've heard from on here before. Mike from the band The Supersonics and Michael Lee, who's now from the Manic Street Speakers podcast, more of whom later, and Ian Armstrong from the tribute band Columbia, who you've heard from on here quite a few times. So we all had a kind of a Zoom call, and it was just one of those jump-in jobs, and we were discussing our What's Story Morning Glory reassembled options. So you heard me have this sort of similar conversation with Jeff Slate a couple of episodes ago. Now this is hearing. I talk about mine a little bit, but it's mainly talking to the other guys about theirs. And we get into another discussion about that album and other B-sides and other options. And the guys all come up with very good and interesting and different versions of What's Story Morning Glory. Also today we are going to be doing the A to Z of Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? Or the song that they messed up twice, as you heard from the intro there, Liam screwing it up on stage at Main Road. And we've got a cool breakdown from Ken, who is Books and Guitars on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. Nothing really going on in the world of news. The only thing, I suppose, is that Liam is taking part in something this Thursday called Together in One Voice. A mass doorstep sing-along event on Thursday evening. He will be introducing a live rendition of Wonderwall, which is going to be sung by the British public. And that's about it, other than the fact that Liam shaved his beard off. Oh, and Absolute Radio have mentioned that the lost audio from the first TV appearance that Oasis ever made, but no one knows whether it actually was ever broadcast on TV. Tony wrote about it in his book. It was for Heath. Well, he thought it was Red Nose Day, but it was actually ITV's equivalent, which was called the Telethon 92. And Oasis played it. No, the footage has never been found. But apparently, this tape of the backing tracks, because they mimed the backing tracks, was sold at auction years ago. And apparently, Absolute Radio have teased it that they're going to be making a big deal out of this, so that'll be interesting. Be interesting to hear it. I mean, there's been a few versions of Take Me out there, but yeah, we'll see what this is. Always good to hear a never before heard piece of early Oasis music. Anyway, but that's enough of that. Let's get on to the discussion I had with Mike and Mike and Ian about What's a Story Morning Glory reassembled.
The sound I'll share.
All right, so welcome back to the Oasis podcast. It's our second phone-in interview, and we've got on the line a bunch of hairy old men in their like 30s, early 40s, which is very unfortunate. But we got Mike, we got Michael, we got Ian. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, thanks.
You all then say, "Good, yeah, was going at the same time," and it's really annoying. This is why I tend to do these on one-on-one. Right, so we're going to do What's the Story Morning Glory Reassembled. So we did the Definitely Maybe Reassembled back a few months ago. Well, probably a year or so ago now. And I found that one really hard. I thought that was, there were so many options. There's so many different things to shift in and out. Got into a little trouble for dropping Columbia. This one, without going and spoiling your things, just give us a, we'll just go around and just say, did you find this easy? Did you find it hard? How did you find the whole process? And we'll just clarify before I go to Ian first. So the rule is basically you can go up to like 11, 12 tracks. That's fine. All tracks that were available as at the time of like the recording of Morning Glory are fair game. So all of the B-sides, if you want to go with whatever, and those B-sides, you can, I suppose. You don't really go for Definitely Maybe kind of B-side tracks because they were kind of part of that different era. All Morning Glory B-sides are in play, and any tracks that we know were written but not released yet, for instance, All Around the World is available, Lock All the Doors is available, stuff like that. So, Ian, how did you find the whole process before we go into the actual track list?
I found it pretty straightforward, but we won't go into track list just yet. But I think that one of the strengths of the album is the way the songs are actually laid out and the order that they come in. Track list of it, because of the way that it flows, I think that it's pretty much perfect album. And the episode, I mean, I do make some track changes, and I'll get into Bones of Contention later. But one of the points that was made on the podcast that came out yesterday was how soft Definitely Maybe sounded, and then the brick wall in that Owen had used to give it such an edge and make it raw and funky. And I really, with the comment that that was made about that, it really made me start thinking that it was almost like they were making Morning Glory, they were trying to make Definitely Maybe, but it was the record that Morning Glory was going to sound like. If that makes sense.
No. I'll be honest.
It's a good start. Basically, when you the versions of the early Definitely Maybe they got scrapped, that sound is basically what I think Morning Glory sounds like.
Okay, got you.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's not got the brick walling to sort of make punky. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. And I think that the way that the record is then programmed and layered off the back of that without even getting into songs, just general formatting and as a piece of work, that's kind of what I was thinking about.
Fair enough. Mike, what did you think? Were you also thinking of kind of the overall flow of the tracks, or were you just sort of pulling things in and out, and how did you find it?
I mean, I think the flow of the tracks in it, on any album, kind of has to stay in the way that it was designed. You want that kind of euphoric end, and you want that sort of the wave as it goes throughout. And actually that does make a difference as to what tracks you choose, including the tracks that you may want to drop and the ones you want to bring in. I don't know if you want to talk about the tracks. We'll maybe do that later on, but like, yeah. It's very clear to me that some songs should not be on that album from that time period, because they just have nowhere to sit in if you keep the flow going, if that makes sense. I know no one's made any sense so far, but I don't want to do any spoilers. So
let's go on to Michael then and see if he makes some sense. Go on, initial thoughts, Michael? And then you lead us into your choices. Lead us into your first half then. Your first half, well, and then we'll take it from there.
You want the list of my first half?
Go on then. Overall thoughts on how it felt, and then your first half. So your first five or six, depending on whether you've gone for an 11 or a 12.
To me, I kind of agree with the other two in the sense that it was generally quite easy to pick a track listing and you go on the flow of an album. but there are some brilliant B-sides that I feel wouldn't fit on the album, like Half the World Away or Step Out. I know James is a fan of Step Out. But it, to me, a lot of it's about the flow and an energy of an album.
Sure.
And What's the Story, even though it's a great album, I can listen to it as a full piece now and love it, I still think it's flawed. It's not as good as it should be, probably.
Okay.
But I remember reading a review of Q magazine like 25 years ago, just before it came out, and they gave it 3 stars out of 5, and I was livid. I was absolutely livid. How dare you give Oasis 3? With hindsight, I can kind of understand why they did, because there are probably 3 or 4 tracks I would drop from it completely.
Interesting. All right, we'll start us off then. So give us your first half. And
my first half is Acquiesce, Head Shrinker.
Wow, okay.
Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, because those two have got to go together. Hey Now, and Swamp Song Part 1.
Wow, okay. So you're dropping Hello,
yep.
Or we might hear from Hello later.
Nope. It's
Hello's
dropped.
Gone.
Gone.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Roll with it. Goodbye. It's gone. Hello's gone. We've got Acquiesce, Head Shrinker, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger. What was 5th?
Hey Now.
You're keeping Hey Now. Okay.
I like Hey Now.
And then you've got Swamp Song Part 1.
Yeah.
Interesting. What's he thinking for dropping Hello and Roll With It then?
I just think they're quite... Ignore my dog barking. I think they're quite by numbers Oasis, in a sense. They're good. They've got a lot of energy to them, but I just think the two that I put in their place have got more oomph to it.
Wow. That is a serious way to kick off an album, to be fair. Acquiesce and Head Shrinker. Interesting. All right, let's go over to Ian then. What's your first half?
So, this is pretty straight shooting, to be honest with you. I don't really debate from the album, and the reasons are that I think for me, as a piece of work, it's the best sounding Oasis album.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best production. There's something that it's just perfectly captured, especially on, and I know Wonderwall is much maligned musicians, you know, people across the music industry, whatever, but there's just something completely magical about that record that just everybody across the world, doesn't matter where you play that record, people will know the words.
Yeah.
So I've gone for Hello, Roll With It, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger. I don't think you can change those for me. Then I've gone for Step Out.
So your only change there is you've dropped Hey Now for Step Out.
Yeah, and the Swamp Song excerpt for the Master Plan.
Cool. Wait, sorry, you said you've got the Master Plan in there instead of Swamp Song 1?
Instead of the first Swamp Song, yeah.
So you end the first half with Master Plan.
Yeah, strong.
Strong way to end the first, absolutely. Interesting. All right, what have you got, Mike?
So I didn't deviate that much either. The only thing that big change so far in the first half is I'm not sure about Hello being the first track. I think Morning Glory should kick off the album. It kind of stylistically makes sense, because It's setting the tone of the album. It's got the good intro with the helicopters. The only problem with putting that in there is you then can't put Hello somewhere else. You couldn't swap the two tracks around. I think between those two, I'm going to have to drop Hello. So we're going Morning Glory to start with. Then I think Roll With It. I think the next three songs, they just work so well together. Like Ian was saying. So we're going to go Morning Glory to start, Roll With It, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger. Then I really wanted to put Acquiesce in there, but I'm not sure about having two Noel vocals next to each other.
Right.
But again, we could maybe move that later in there. Some might say. I mean, those two songs are definitely in there, obviously, Acquiesce and Some Might Say. I think the only big change there is really Morning Glory kicking off.
Right, fair enough. Okay, so is Hey Now gone, did you say?
Yeah.
Hey Now's gone. All right, so I have got Hello Stays. We drop Roll With It for Round Our Way. So Round Our Way comes in number two. I think that would be a brilliant way to follow on from Hello. And then Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, fine, I'm keeping them. I'm then going, because I still like the fact that Hey Now is a bit more chilled after the crazy madness of Don't Look Back in Anger, but I'm going Rocking Chair at this point. So Rocking Chair is that more acoustic-y chill after Don't Look Back in Anger. And then I finish side one. I'm not doing Step Out Up, sorry. I'm not doing the Swamp Song or Untitled, whatever you want to call it, here, but I'm going to have Step Out. So Hello, Round Our Way, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Rocking Chair, and then Step Out is my first half. I'm all that I wish to be. This town holds no more for me. All my life I try to find another way. I don't care for your attitude. You bring me down, I think you're rude. All my life I try to make a better day. That is a pretty good first half of an album, I think.
None of us are
going to
be wrong at the end of the day.
No, absolutely. I think we've lost Michael, have we? So let's go over to Mike D then for your second half.
So the second half, now this is an interesting sort of aside story. So when did Morning Glory come out? Was it precisely October?
Yeah, 2nd of October, I think.
Yeah, so October 95. When I was at school, and I'm a bit younger than you, I would have been about 14. We had a mate who was in a few years above us. He went to Glastonbury 95, and he came back from Glastonbury and he had a copy of Morning Glory. Now this is, I don't know if this was doing the rounds back then, but we had Morning Glory like 3 months before it came out.
Oh wow. No, I've never heard that actually.
Yeah, so he got a copy of it, and he was saying, oh, I got a copy of Morning Glory, got it at Glastonbury, and he was making tapes for everyone, and it genuinely was the real deal.
Wow.
So we had it. We all copied it, you know, at school. It was all going around. And
I remember. I remember reading this story about Be Here Now, where the guy, everybody at Ignition and Creation were kicking off because they never got to hear it, and they were saying, "Oh, this is so different with Morning Glory." Everybody had tapes beforehand in the offices. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah, right. To be honest, I never bought Morning Glory like until a month later because I had it on tape. And I was a poor student. But the interesting thing about that was Step Out was on there. It was, at that time, it was already on the album. So even now, it still makes sense for me to have that track on there.
Oh, because that's like how you learnt the album. Right.
Yeah. It felt like that to me. So we're going with Step Out to start with the second side.
All right.
And then Cast No Shadow. Because I seem to remember them going next to each other. I put Head Shrinker in here as well. Because I'm not a massive fan of the song, but it just had something, it's just got something different to the rest of the tracks on the album.
Yeah.
And it's all about the flow. And from after that, it goes Champagne Supernova, and that ends it. Now, the big thing I wanted to put in there was the master plan, but I don't think you can have the master plan and Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, it's difficult. I was definitely thinking about that, because how do you fit so many epic songs? You know what though? I've an example of an album that does that and does it quite well, though, I think, is the first Embrace album. Embrace aren't on the Oasis level to me. I think they're a good band, not like a great band, but actually their first album is just epic, like epic ballad after epic ballad. And I think that's all right. I'd like it. I'd really enjoy it as an album, but I know what you mean. I think it is hard to have so much epic in one place.
It's not so much epic as well. It's also the actual track, how it builds and builds and builds and builds and builds to a crescendo.
Right.
I think both songs start very with nothing.
Yeah.
The single acoustic guitar, just the waves, and then end in an insane kind of cacophony of noise. And you couldn't have that on the album twice.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe it's the same.
Probably have it. It's like sides one and sides two. On if you're listening to it on an LP, well, then it doesn't make the same sense as on a CD.
Yeah.
I always wonder if it's one of the same reasons why All Around the World was never put on, like, either album, because it's always existed.
Yeah.
And you've got the epic sort of Slide Away, then you've got Champagne Supernova. There will be nowhere on either of those two albums for All Around the World to fit. I think Noel probably knew that.
It's almost like if you've got like a Ginola going back to 90s football, you can't have like, you know, a Ginola and a Letizia. You could only really have space for one of them, can't you, in your team? So, also, sorry. So, Mike, give us your full list then.
So, it starts off with Morning Glory, Roll With It, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Acquiesce. Can I also add, and this is a really geeky thing, Acquiesce would be a slight remix of it. It wouldn't be, it wouldn't have the intro part. You don't need that. It will go straight in. Some might say, and then the second side, Step Out, Cast No Shadow, Head Shrinker, She's Electric, Champagne Supernova.
Okay, so you're keeping She's Electric.
Yeah.
But then there's just that gap because Morning Glory's moved to the front.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Right, Michael, what do you reckon? And give us your side two, mate.
My side two, Round Our Way.
Yeah, good.
Cast No Shadow.
Yeah.
For the silly bit of the album, Bonehead's Bank Holiday instead of She's Electric.
Ah, good. I like it. Okay.
Rocking Chair. The Master Plan. Morning Glory. Swamp Song Part 2 and Champagne Supernova. I've gone for epic.
Yeah. So hold on a minute. How many songs have you got then? That seems quite a lot. Obviously, with the Swamp Song Part 2. So give us your full list then.
Acquiesce.
Yeah.
Head Shrinker, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Hey Now, Swamp Song 1.
Yeah.
Round Our Way, Cast No Shadow, Bonehead's Bank Holiday, Rocking Chair, The Master Plan, Morning Glory, Swamp Song 2, Champagne Supernova.
All right, fair enough. So with your
12 full songs.
12 plus the Morning Glory, plus the Untitleds. Great. All right. And so what was your thinking then? So you've dropped Some Might Say.
Some Might Say to me, perhaps it's partly my memory of it. And it came so long before Morning Glory comes out. It's not how singles work nowadays. I think that works as a one-off single.
Right.
rather than that being part of the album. I just think that's a good one-off single between albums. That's how it would work for me.
Fair enough. Okay. And then you've got what? Just as a straight shootout between She's Electric and Boneheads, and you've gone with Boneheads.
Yeah, it's just funnier. It's catchier. I just much prefer it. You know, I need a little bit to get away for a holiday, so I can see the sun, cause in the sun they say it's fun, if you get some. Well, I could take a train or a boat or an aeroplane, or I could steal a car, cause in a car you can't go far, just depends what kind of car you are.
That's got a Noel heavy album then, though, because you've got
I guess it is. I've never really thought of that. Yeah,
you've got three Noel lead vocals then with Masterplan and Boneheads. Or
I know what Mike's saying about the epic, maybe too much epic, but I just think a closing trio of Masterplan, Morning Glory, and Champagne Supernova is just not many albums complete with that.
Fair enough. All right, let me give you mine then. So I've got... have we had yours yet, Ian?
No, but to be fair, mine's pretty straight shooting. So I've kept it the same because I didn't really become a fan until after Christmas of 96. After Christmas of 95. So like January 96 was when I actually ended up getting Morning Glory. So some might say Gap, like looking back now, is totally relevant, but it just for me, it flows slightly differently. So some might say, just can't argue with it on the album for me. Cast No Shadow, again, the way that that breaks up especially going from some might say into Cast No Shadow, She's Electric. You can't take it off the album. I mean, it's the most played record on British radio that's not been a single of all time or something. Yeah. Morning Glory needs to be on there in that position. I really like the way that Morning Glory mixes into the Swamp Song, mixes into Champagne Supernova. It's like, it's almost like, you know, a 13-minute piece of music, really, the way that it just flows in. So I've kept that in there as well. If you want, for cash, we could just like chuck Acquiesce on the end of it for a bit of talking point if you wanted to, or maybe something else as a hidden track. But I've kept it the same, basically.
Fair enough. Well, you can't argue with perfection. That's like often what kind of we've said about these. I've dropped Some Might Say for Acquiesce. Some Might Say I find a bit slow. It's almost like it's kind of trudging through treacle a bit. I think that it just needs to be about 20% quicker. I've always thought Some Might Say was a bit slow. I loved it when it came out, but yeah, now I don't tend to listen to it that much because I just find it a bit slow. So
I think that's for me anyway. I think that's the best, one of the best songs that Noel wrote. It's got like five or six different parts to the arrangement as well. I think it's such a complex piece of pop music. Just my work on that anyway.
I think it'll be interesting to when I get there on the A to Z. I mean, it'll be bloody 5 years, but but when we get to the S's, that will be an interesting one to break down because there is so much going on in it. You're right. But yeah, I think for me, it's just a bit slow. And if it's a straight shootout of like a start of side two, rocky one, then I'm going to go with Acquiesce instead of that. And then I'm keeping it the same, except if we're going to be a bit more generous, I'm chucking in Masterplan after She's Electric and before Morning Glory. So I'm keeping She's Electric. I like that idea of dropping it for Boneheads, though. I hadn't thought about that before. I would seriously consider that. But I think the fact that it's so fun, I'd probably keep She's Electric just... And then, yeah, Masterplan for a bit of epic, and then Morning Glory, and then into Champagne Supernova. I don't think you can argue with that. How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Interesting. All right. Well, I think it's quite interesting. I think that there's a lot of crossover on ours. There's a few points where we differ, but oh, and I would have kept in the untitled in between. I completely agree. That Morning Glory to Champagne Supernova, I think, needs to stay the same.
So what's quite interesting, though, is that you guys probably don't know, James does, but I play in a band, and we're an Oasis kind of covers band. And so we play in a lot of small venues, pubs, that kind of thing, so not like the bigger venue. And it's interesting to see the reaction of songs. And it's not necessarily what us as super fans would actually kind of necessarily think. Like, She's Electric, it always goes down so well. Like, yeah. Everyone wants that song. And Roll With It, it's probably the most popular song on the set. We did Acquiesce once, and it just killed the room. Wow. Because people, maybe people didn't know it or what, but it just wasn't popular. And later on, we also did Gas Panic once, and that really killed it. But songs like, obviously, what's the story? Morning Glory goes down quite well, but Roll With It and She's Electric, you'd be so surprised how popular they are. Everyone knows them.
What you're saying is my version of What's the Story of Morning Glory wouldn't have sold any records. That's what you're saying.
The super fans would have bought it, but the general public, no.
Everybody would be looking at the B-sides going, I can't believe She's Electric was a B-side. What?
Well, that's the thing. No matter what, like, even if I compiled a list of the songs I've left off, that I personally left off, there's still so many amazing songs that still people would have said, I can't believe that was a B-side.
Yeah.
From the era, because there's just so much. There's so much of it.
I'll tell you what, I sent this because I'm going to do this with Jeff Slate as well, Liam Gallagher's biggest fan. And so I just sent him basically like the full list of kind of all the ones that would be available. Acquiesce, Bonus, Bank Holiday, Cast and Shadow, Champagne Supernova, Come On Field and Noise, Don't Look Back in Anger, Half the World Away, Head Shrinker, Hello, Hey Now, It's Better People, Morning Glory, Rocking Chair, Roll With It, Round Our Way, She's Electric, Some Might Say, Step Out, Talk Tonight, The Master Plan, The Swamp Song, Underneath the Sky, Wonderwall, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, and then if we're including Whatever as well, Whatever, It's Good to Be Free, plus All Around the World, Lock All the Door. Like, what? That's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous, isn't it? So any final thoughts, Ian?
Not really. I didn't change masses, and I wouldn't change masses. It was pretty straightforward for me. Step Out and Master Plan.
Cool. And what about Mike D?
I think part of the beauty of Oasis and being fans is the B-sides. So we need to be aware of keeping them in. Keeping the B-sides as B-sides. Keeping them hidden gems.
And Mikey, I'll give you this one as well. No one went with like Talk Tonight. Was that not an option for you? I mean, I personally think that Talk Tonight, as amazing as the song it was, that needs to stay as a B-side. Was that some of your thinking with your choices?
Yeah. Again, it's one of those amazing songs that just I don't think would fit into an album. My main thinking of Acquiesce as a starter, it starts with What's the Story, Morning Glory, as its first words. And it's just it's just straight out the traps. It's just like, boom, in your face. But yeah, Talk Tonight is one of my favourite Oasis songs, but it's not there. It's not there on the album.
You can't really sub it on for Cast No Shadow, but Cast No Shadow, just I don't think you can take it off the record.
No, it's special. All right, guys, we're going to close it off there. So thank you all very much for your time. Greatly appreciated. Everyone stay safe, stay happy, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young. That's it.
Stay home.
Stay at home. All right, all the best. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much to the lads there. That was really very good fun, good discussion. And and try and do it yourself. And feel free to fire over on Twitter or Instagram or however you want to, carry a pigeon, whatever, your own breakdown of What's Story Morning Gloria. It is harder than it seems, especially when you look at songs like
you know, She's Electric and Acquiesce and Some Might Say. And it's tough. It's tough to break that all down. And when you really run through that list like I did at the end, it's just ridiculous the vein of songwriting form that guy was on at that time. Anyway, there we go. So, if anyone wants to give me theirs, if you want to record a little breakdown doing yours, that's something I'd be happy to drop in at a later date if it's interesting and explain why. There we go. Right, let's move on now to A to Z. And this week's A to Z is Do You Want to Be a Spaceman?
I haven't seen your face round since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging round and climbing trees pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky?
So this was a B-side to Shaker Maker. We know it had been around for a little bit longer before that because it was available on the... it was first heard on the live demonstration tape, so it must have been written probably a bit earlier. And it continued the run that Noel had of putting one of his lead vocals, acoustic-y sort of tunes, on a single. So on the Supersonic single, we had Take Me Away. On this single, we had this one, Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? Live Forever had the Up in the Sky acoustic version. But then Cigarettes and Alcohol, he kind of got rid of that. And they just had Iron the Walrus, Listen Up, and Fade Away. And as we've talked about before, it was such an interesting and bold move that for a band to come out and the guitar player from the band to do acoustic songs as B-sides. It was just not really that done a thing. And it's still not really that done a thing. Not, you don't really get that very much from bands. But anyway, that was something Oasis did, and it was something that really set them apart. But before we get into my thoughts on it and the breakdown of all the times it's played live and the lyrics, and also we've got a breakdown that's been sent in by our friend Ken, Books and Guitars, let's see what you guys had to say about it. So we rated it on Twitter. It got 402 votes. 5 got 34%, 4 got 38%, 3 got 24%, and 2 got 4%. So pretty solid 4 from you guys. Brits and Pieces said, love it. A simple sing-along storytelling acoustic wonder. Richard Bowes said, it doesn't feel finished, but that's part of its naive charm. Noel on main and Liam on backing vocals was a good combination. Don't know why they didn't do it more frequently. I was so pleased when Noel brought it out on his first solo tour. Yeah, that's my big thing about it. And one of the things I really love about it is the fact that Liam's backing vocals are so brilliant. It's very rare that you get Liam on backing vocals. It's this, there's the Fade Away Help album. There's Nothing Lasts Forever by Aqua and the Bunnymen. There's a couple of others, but you know, Liam on backing vocals is just amazing.
Do you still feel like me? We'll sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground. We can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town.
Danny O'Hanlon said, I can't be subjective about this song. Love everything about it. There's a parallel universe where Noel was a lo-fi bedroom pop whiz, and this was the first track on his debut CDR. Yep, very true. Very true. Sean McLaughlin, 4 for me, an almost perfect song. You can hear the simplicity of his lyrics back then, another that could easily have made the album. Similar to the discussion we've just had there with the boys, would it fit on the album? I didn't put it on my version of Definitely Maybe. I just think it's an all solo song, you know, or it's a B-side. The album should have really been in that general Definitely Maybe tone. So, yeah. Steve Mahoney says, just listen to the choral version as well. Great song with wise writing beyond his years then. Another one that isn't a B-side. Call me a 5, actually. And we'll get onto the choral one in a bit. Amy F. Spot says, I'm only giving it a 4 to keep room for the songs that are for sure 5s. Love this song and love it even more when Noel screws it up. We'll get to that. Michael Kinsella said, fucking brilliant, class for singing at house parties. Very true, if I would ever go to a house party, if they're ever going to happen again. Stephen Mahoney also said, first version I heard and only one I knew for ages was the aborted Life by the Sea one. Seeing it again, he didn't really mess it up. There's loads of chords he could have blagged without anyone noticing. I remember watching and deciding to learn the guitar. Yes, and we'll get to that in a bit. Katie Georgiou and her Sound Effects podcast says, it puts you in stark awareness of what you lost, then reminds you it's not lost at all. The opposite of not knowing what you've got till it's gone. You realise what you have and hold on. It's the song that made me realise Noel is an empath and his lyrics are philosophy. Wow. Katie once again shows us all up. Wow. It puts you in stark awareness of what you lost, then reminds you it's not lost at all. The opposite of not knowing what you've got till it's gone. You realise what you have and hold on. It's the song that made me realise Noel is an empath and his lyrics are philosophy. Well done, Katie. Adam at Adam Morasuti says, this one is a five for me. Such a relatable and wistful song. All the dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. Some of my favourite lyrics Noel's written.
It's funny how your dreams change as you're growing old. You don't want to be no spaceman, you just want the gold. All the dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. Well, it's all right, and it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right?
Damn best, 3.75 for me. This will annoy JC. Yes, it has. I'm not counting it. That's a four. We'll always remember when Noel effed it up at Southend. That's going to be 25 years tomorrow. That gig, wow. Yeah, 25 years. Well, obviously that's past now, but there you go. Clarkie says, five all day long, and along with another listener, the first song I learned on guitar, a beautiful melody, pessimism, optimism, lyrics that fit the struggle of our own life, then, but it's all right, and you know it will be. Lovely. Well done, Clarkie. The Jung Spire Experience says, one of my earliest forays into playing the guitar this tune, after Live Forever, obviously. All Things Oasis says, five, what a song. We Are DNA says, Noel sung acoustic reminiscence, touching on the usual Noel themes of getting older and escaping from home. Quite a pretty treatment, effortless vocals, no verse repetition. Very good point. So many of Oasis songs, he just repeats the first verse twice. Whereas actually there is a really strong second verse here that we'll get to in a bit. Wheel of Doom, 5 out of 5. It's a charming B-side. Love the simplicity of it. Maff, who's Maff Jones 5, says, hearing Liam sing this recently was amazing. It's one of those songs where you sing this at the top of your voice to show you know all the words to a not as familiar song. Pop and Roll star Dennis Seelstra says, Do You Want to Be a Spaceman has one of the most personal and heartfelt lyrics Noel has written, in my opinion. Beautiful melody, love the guitars, and Liam's backing vocals alone make this an early classic. Ed at Ed Devil says, would put it at a four, a gem B-side that led me to love the band and Noel as a songwriter. That said, the song frustrates me because of the quality of the lyrics compared to the rest of Noel's work. We can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. Sean Quirk, who is at Official SQ, says, five, who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Noel was shitting gold nuggets back then. Everyone a belter. Well done, Sean. Classic. Darren Quick says, awesome B-side, but not top quality like some of them. A reflection on how great they were at the time, that this isn't one of their better B-sides, great as it is. Marshall Drew says, five, never ages a day, the kind of simple, wistful, open-hearted, innocent song that I fear NG will never write again, but at least we'll always have this. Dirk Goosen says, the perfect B-side. Free Spirits says, good B-side, but as Oasis B-sides go, I'd give it 4 stars out of 5. And Paul Beeman says, Noel at his very best.
You got how many bills to pay and how many kids, and you forgot about the things that we did. The town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. Well, it's all right, it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right?
All right, so let's have a little look at the lyrics, shall we? I haven't seen your face around since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging around and climbing trees, pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? You've got how many bills to pay and how many kids, and you forgot about the things that we did. The town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. That this is just brilliant. This is poetry. So what's happening here? So Noel, or the person singing the song, in this case, let's say it's Noel, is, it feels like he's at home. He's still trying to make it. He's still got his dream. And someone else who was at home and trying to make the dream has gone off and got a job and has basically got kids now and is just sort of given up on his dream. And so, and he's come back to see Noel, is the way I get it. I haven't seen your face around since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging around and climbing trees, pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? That's brilliant. And I suppose if you think about it, do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? When Noel grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, the Apollo missions were happening. So actually, being an astronaut was maybe a bigger deal than it is for kids now, I would say, because it was such big news. You know, the moon landings and kind of the follow-up Apollo missions were like a massive deal. I don't know if kids want to be spaceman anymore, but there you go. I think back in the 60s, 70s, that was definitely a massive thing. And I just love that. You hang around climbing trees. If you remember in Tony's book, he talks about the fact that Noel would just sit up in the tree by himself, which I think is quite interesting. You've got how many bills to pay and how many kids, and you forgot about the things that we did. This town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. That's a beautiful, that's a amazing. That's just, it flows so beautifully as well. And then we get the chorus. Well, it's all right, it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? That just flows. Who are you and me to say what's wrong or what's right? That's just absolutely brilliant. Do you still feel like me? And the melody on that, do you still feel like me, is amazing. We'll sit down here and we shall see. And we can talk and find common ground. And then this bit, and we can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. That is just incredible. So don't worry about all your bills and your kids and stuff. Let's just have a sit down and have a chat and reminisce about the old days. Love that. Do you still feel like me? Let's sit down here and we shall see. We can talk about common ground. Forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. And then now the second verse, whereas that was more sort of storytelling, this is more musing on life. It's funny how your dreams change as you're growing old. You don't want to be no spaceman, you just want the gold. All the dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. That is just absolutely brilliant. You know, I'm reading this now and thinking, this might be his best ever lyric. I know Rocking Chair is amazing for me, and Gas Panic, and there's a couple of others, but this is incredible. It's just so powerful that it's still not too late. You know, for on your second single on the B-side to be saying that. And what's quite interesting there as well, you've got the verse, the first verse there, you've got two first verses effectively. And then when we come to the second verse, we've just got that one part of the verse. And then we don't have a second one, we just go straight back into the chorus again. It's all right, it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong, what's right? Do you still feel like me? You know, that is an incredible, incredible lyric. And it's interesting because you've got, I don't know, one of the things that if you're listening, you might not have heard before, there is a set of Noel acoustic demos from like 1987 or 1989 or something. There's actually two cassette tapes out there, but one of them has leaked and one of them hasn't. And there's lots of songs like Hey You and What's Been Happening, Gotta Have Fun, stuff like that. And so he had these ideas for these sort of acoustic-y songs back then, but this is another level now. The level of songwriting and the melodic composition in these is really something else. Ask me how I feel. I've got about a day and a half to spare. let's have a look at our friend's Setlist FM and see how often the song was played. So Oasis only played the song, according to Setlist FM, 16 times. So the first time was at the Borderline in London, August 21st, 1994. So this wasn't a proper gig, but it was the live show to make the video for Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Wanna be space man, not the word.
Nolan plays it at the Tivoli Theatre in Dublin in September 1994, and then he plays it on the Japanese tour. At that point, he's playing Sad Song and You Want to Be a Spaceman as like as his sort of first proper like acoustic set. And then we get it through the shows in late November, December 1994. We get it at the Cliffs Pavilion in April 1995 when he messes it up. And then we get it, he doesn't play it again then until April 1996 at Main Road when they mess it up. So I wonder actually if he sort of deliberately stopped playing it, but then decided to play it again because the Cliffs Pavilion show was being recorded for Live by the Sea. And then maybe the fact that he messed it up meant that he stopped playing it.
You got how many bills to pay and how many kids? And you've forgotten about the things that we do. The time where we're living has made you a man. All of your dreams are washed away in the sand. But it's all right, cause it's all right. You and me to say what's wrong and what's right. Do you still feel like me? Sit down here and we shall see.
I don't know the next bit. Hi, well, that's that, isn't it, I suppose?
And then what's really interesting is that when they then... He starts playing it in Main Road, but it's electric. But it doesn't sound like they've rehearsed it. He's just playing the riff, and Liam doesn't come in, and the drumming is just like a in the background. And so I'm sort of wondering if it was like a little impromptu thing, and it wasn't actually a plan in the set list. I think he was just having a laugh, really. But anyway, and then it's not played again.
I wanna be a spaceman, you're too old. I forgot the words and there was something wrong. Something like you want to be a spaceman. Well, I can't afford a spacesuit in there.
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds have played it 61 times. So they played it basically all through that first tour in 2011-2012.
What did you say? Nothing, didn't say anything. Dixie's Diner? Ha ha ha! Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you from America? You are from America? From Inverness? It's not Diner. It's got fucking two N's in it. Dinner. In America, it's Diner. To Tim, it's Diner. Two completely different things. One is where you have dinner. The other one is dinner. I'm going to dedicate this next song to my good friend Gem.
Bringing back those memories of the things that we did. Hanging around and climbing trees, pretending to fly. So wanna be a spaceman, live in the sky. Oh, oh. Oh, oh.
And then the High Flying Birds played it December 7th, 2015 at BBC Radio Theatre. All throughout 2016 in... the South American tour and in Australia and in Europe, and then the UK tour and the American tour. And the last time we played it was September the 6th at the Brixton Academy in 2016.
The song was a B-side, remember those? LA was fucking mad.
Liam has played it. He's played it four times only. Now, this was a massive thing for us. Now, the first time he played it, June 29th, 2018, Finsbury Park. So I was in the pub. I was going to Finsbury Park that day. And we'd recently done an episode with Cynthia, who is at Style of Oasis on Twitter and Instagram. Now, Cynthia was working as like a steward that day at Finsbury Park. I didn't get to meet up with her in the end, but she was working as a steward at Finsbury Park. And she caught Liam sound checking, "Do you want to be a spaceman?" And so we knew in the pub, like a few hours before gates had even opened, that he was going to be playing "Do you want to be a spaceman?" And she sent me over the sound of him sound checking it, which sounded like this. Now, the very cool thing about this was, this is a Noel song. Other than him messing it up, this is a Noel song. And he'd never sung it before. So it was amazing to hear him sing it that day. And it was a bit of a shame that we knew it was happening, because it was kind of ruined the surprise. But, you know, at that time at Finsbury Park, everyone looking, wait, this is John Beer Spaceman. You know, you could have that comprehension on people's faces that they were realising what they were about to hear. But yeah, so that was very exciting. He then plays at a Transmit Festival, which is the first sort of pro-recorded version of it that we have. So let's have a bit of that.
Cause it's alright, and it's alright, but you hear what I mean to say, what's wrong and what's right. And you still feel like me. We'll sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground. We can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town.
And he played it in Cologne in Germany, and he played it at Lancashire County Cricket Ground as well on August the 18th. And he's not played it since. So that is it.
Yeah, very well.
Should it have been a B-side? Should it have been a single? Should it have been on the album? I am more than happy with it being a B-side. I think it makes sense. And I think the fact, like we said, like with Take Me Away being on the first single and this being on the second single, it just straight away showed that these guys were different. These singles were worth buying because, you know, you couldn't miss out on these sort of tracks. And it also meant that it built up the cult of Noel. That there's this other guy, there's this other person in the band who, you know, not just the singer, there's this other guy who does these brilliant songs by himself, which was a massive part of it. You know, when at the time, you know, that was the whole thing. Oh, they're these two brothers, and the other brother's even a better singer than the main brother. You know, that was what was so exciting about it. A lot of people mentioned the simplicity of the song. I agree, it is relatively simple, and Ken will be giving us his breakdown on, in terms of the chords and things. But I think there is that, you know, there's a bit, little bits and pieces going on here that are definitely worth digging into more. Yes, the chords are really relatively simple, but it's a really nice arrangement. I think the guitar is great. There's that there is that bluesy lead guitar line going through it. And you've got the backing vocals. I think the backing vocals add so much. They just introduce this real wistfulness, and all the R's going through it. It's just adds so much to it. And like someone said on the comments there, it hasn't aged a day. This absolutely is a classic song. It could have been 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties now. You know, this is just a timeless, beautiful acoustic song. There has been a couple of quite good and quite known cover versions of the song. The Cortinas did a version, which is quite cool. So let's check it out.
I haven't seen your face around since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging around and climbing trees, pretending to fly. Do you wanna be a spaceman and live in the sky?
And also The Coral did a version, which is really interesting, actually, that a band like The Coral, you wouldn't necessarily expect them to cover an Oasis song. And if they're going to do it, you wouldn't necessarily expect them to cover like an early B-side like this. But they did, and I think it's a great version.
This is James Skelly from The Coral, and this is Six Music. I've picked Wanna Be a Spaceman. It's one of my favourite Oasis songs. As soon as I heard that song, I just really liked it and thought, you know, it's probably one of the only tunes we could do with Oasis, and we just learnt it in like an hour and then did it, so, you know, I'm sure if we took a bit more time over it, but that's why it's good, I suppose.
I haven't seen your face round since I was a kid. Bringing back the memories of the things that we did. Hanging around and climbing trees, pretending to fly. Do you wanna be a spaceman and live in the sky?
Alright, enough of my chat. Let's have a breakdown here from Ken.
AJC, Ken here, mate, also known as Books and Guitars on the interwebs, if anyone's interested in the music. Do you want to be a spaceman? Cracking, cracking tune. Throwback, really, to back when Noel was writing songs that were I guess, aspirational and forward-thinking before all the money and the fame really came. There's a purity and a beauty about this song that I really like. You know, sitting there really just reminiscent of being a kid and thinking about the dreams that you have when you grow up and stuff. So really cool song, and actually really easy to play as well. Not too difficult. So B-side this one, I think, to Shaker Maker. You'll correct me if I'm wrong there. But yeah, so the intro and right the way through up until the chorus is basically four chords. It's a G, an A7, a C, and it resolves back to the G. So there you go, it's three chords. And it's got a really nice ring to it. It's got a really nice flow to it. Like I feel like it picks up energy as it goes from sort of the first bar into the second. So kind of got this, I don't know, hard to describe. I'm a self-taught, so I don't have any of the educational pieces to talk to that, but yeah, interesting, really cool. And so those three chords right the way through the first two verses, and then you get into the chorus. So I'll cover the chorus, which really, let's do the first two lines of the chorus. So you've got an E minor to a B7 for the It's All Right, It's All Right, and then it goes into a G and an A sus 4. So it sounds a bit like,
it's all right, it's all right, who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right?
And then a C into a G, which just lifts it all back up again for,
do you still feel like me? Sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground.
And then it's an A minor.
We can just forget about feeling down.
F major 7. Love that. Such a cool song. And that's basically it right the way through. So really, really simple. And all the best ones are simple. Of course, we all know that. Really cool. Really great song. One of my favorites and one of my favorite podcasts. So long time listener, first time contributor. Great to be a part of it all, JC. Keep up the great work, mate. Do not stop. You're not allowed to stop. We love it. Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe and stay well, and be in touch soon. Cheers.
Questioning the meaning, pulling at the rug from all that I believed in. Look at me, thinking it was open, then I turned around and then you went and closed it. This is not where your story ends. It might be where it all began. Take flight.
Thank you very much to Ken, and that was a bit of his tune, Blind Eye. Make sure you check him out on Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of stuff. I'll put the link in the description below. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed that breakdown. Do please feel free to get in touch if you have your own thoughts and feelings about, do you want to be a spaceman? Audio messages are always greatly appreciated. Next up, it's not a bad one, is it? Do you know what I mean? Crazy, what a tune that is. Anyway, so Do You Know What I Mean is coming up next, which is going to be very exciting. If you want to give me a breakdown on that, do feel free. Or if you want to share a story on it, obviously do get in touch. And if you listen to this relatively quickly, you might be able to jump in on the poll that I've just posted on Twitter. So you can go on there, you can rate it out of 5, and you can leave your comments, which I read on the episode. All right, just to remind you guys that I appeared on Michael Lee, who you heard from earlier. He has set up a new podcast called the Manic Street Speakers. And on his second episode, I'm on it. And I'm talking about the arrogance of Oasis and the Manics in the early days. So I think next week I'll be dropping a little bit of that on the Oasis podcast, so you can give that a little listen. But do go and check that out on his main channel. Just search for Manic Street Speakers, or he is MSP_pod on socials. All right, so that will do it for this episode of the Oasis podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it makes a massive difference to me. So thank you very much for everything you do. Do please follow me on social media, Oasis Podcast on Facebook and Twitter, and Oasis Pod on Instagram. Do feel free to email me with your thoughts or questions, oasispod@gmail.com. And do subscribe and review on iTunes or whatever other podcast site you get it from. And once you've done it, if you can, like, let me know you've done it, that would be really cool. Oh, and also, like, I don't do Facebook very much. If you're on Facebook and you're a part of, like, Oasis groups and Liam Gallagher groups or whatever, if you can tell people about the Oasis podcast, because there's thousands of Oasis fans that don't listen to it. Obviously, there's thousands that do, but there's thousands that don't, which is ridiculous. Because if you're an Oasis fan and you're not listening to it, you're not really an Oasis fan. That sort of, that doesn't compute. So anyway, yeah, any support you can give us is always greatly, greatly appreciated. Going to be back again. Next episode should be with Mary McGuigan, which I'm really excited about. It was a lovely discussion with Mary. She's fantastic. And she got to tell some really good stories and answered a lot of questions that you guys sent over. So that's going to be very exciting. Anyway, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
Johnny Roadhouse, right? They put him right out. Don't
never get any gear from Johnny Roadhouse.
From Johnny Roadhouse. And I told him, man, don't trust Johnny Roadhouse, not on a day like this. Forget it. Buy your gear out of a catalogue. It's rocking. Catalogue. Freeman's, something like John England. Not Johnny Roadhouse.